I remember my grandfather's hands crisscross map deep cut like the rivers and lands, calloused and tore up from 48 years at the plow. His forehead worry lines, they rhythmed with seasons, till capital markets gave him a reason. When the factory farms plowed him under 4 decades ago, and border men called him a small cost of progress, said the same of his friends and their prospects. And at his request, in a backfield neath an oak tree, his memory lays. But only the luckiest ones we'll survive the Midwest dying days. I remember my father's strong arms, roped rock from his 25 years building cars at the Janesville GM plant, where he worked on the engine block line. Took a square jawline pride in his labors and bitched about folks getting government favors, till the ragging recession threw his ass on the dole for a time. Things bounced back before they got worse, the industry racked by a blue-collar curse. And now there's more places to drink than there are ways a man can get paid, and only the soberest ones will survive the Midwest dying days. Now I've been 22 years in these bars with some ghosts of unfortunate men. Well, we grew up together, boasted about getting out, but still ended up here in the end. And the sun still comes up on this place I grew up, but it don't look the same to me now. It's colder and dimmer, and it shine, it don't glimmer the same way it used to somehow. And I've grown to hate the palms of my hands, too soft with no sense of hard labor or land. And I worry sometimes what my granddad would think of me now. Like him, I do the best that I can with limited options and circumscribed plans. I push paper for paychecks at the last living business in town, and I hope for my son something better, but so far he's lived my life down to the letter. Come on, kid, this life, it'll dig you a grave in so many ways. And only the strongest of us will survive the Midwest dying days. Only the luckiest ones will survive the Midwest dying days.